Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grimmer. 33. Then he goes to his chamber, a grief song chants alone for his lost. Too large all seems, homestead and house, so the helmet of Weirdr's hid in his heart for Herbiold waves of woe. No way could he take to avenge on the slayer slaughter so foul, nor e'en could he harass that hero at all with loathing deed, though he loved him not. And so, for the sorrow his soul endured, men's gladness he gave up, and God's light chose. Lands and cities he left his sons, as the wealthy do, when he went from earth. There was strife and struggle twixt Swede and Geat, o'er the width of waters. War arose, hard battle horror, when Hrethel died, and Ongerthal's offspring grew strife keen, bold, nor brooked o'er the sea's pact of peace, but pushed their hosts to harass in hatred by Hrez Nabihor. Men of my folk, for that feud had vengeance, for woeful war 'tis widely known, though one of them bought it with blood of his heart, a bargain hard. For Hethson proved fatal that fray, for the first of Geats. At morn I heard was the murderer killed by kinsman for kinsman with clash of sword, when Ongerthal met Ilfor there. Wide split the war-helm, wan he felt, hoary skyfling, the hand that smote him a feud was mindful nor flinched from the death-blow. For all that, he gave me my gleaming sword, repaid him at war such power I wielded for lordly treasure. With land he entrusted me, homestead and house. He had no need from Swedish realm, or from spear-dane folk, or from men of the gifts to get him help. Some warrior worse for wage to buy. Ever I fought in the front of all, soul to the fore, and so shall I fight while I bide in life, and this blade shall last that early and late hath loyal proved since for my doughtiness. Dagrin fell, slain by my hand, the Hugin's champion. Nor fared he thence to the Frisian king with the booty back and breast adornments. But slain in struggle that standard-bearer fell, Aethling brave. Not with blade was he slain, but his bones were broken by brawny grip, his heart-waves stilled. The sword-edge now, hard blade in my hand, for the hoard shall strive. Beowulf spake, and a battle-vow made his last of all. I have lived through many wars in my youth, now once again, old folk-defender, feud will I seek, do doughty deeds, if the dark destroyer forth from his cavern come to fight me. Then hailed he the helmeted heroes all, for the last time greeting his liegemen dear, comrades of war, I should carry no weapon, no sword to the serpent, if sure I knew how with such enemy else my vows I could gain as I did in Grendel's day. But fire in this fight I must fear me now, and poisonous breath, so I bring with me breastplate and board. From the barrow's keeper no footbreadth flee I. One fight shall end our war by the wall, as Weirdr allots all mankind's master. My mood is bold, but forbears to boast o'er this battling flyer. Now abide by the barrow, ye breastplate mailed, ye heroes in harness. Which of us twain better from battle rush bear his wounds? Wait ye the finish. The fight is not yours, nor meet for any but me alone to measure might with this monster here and play the hero. Heartily I shall win that wealth, or war shall seize cruel killing your king and lord. Up stood then with shield the sturdy champion, stayed by the strength of his single manhood, and hardy neath helmet his harness bore under cleft of the cliffs no coward's path. Soon spied by the wall that warrior chief, survivor of many a victory field where foemen fought with furious clashlings, an arch of stone, and within a stream that broke from the barrow. The brooklet's wave was hot with fire. The hoard that way he never could hope unharmed to near, or endure those deeps for the dragon's flame. Then let from his breast, for he burst with rage, the Weirdr great prince a word outgo, stormed the stark heart, stern went ringing, and clear his cry neath the cliff rocks gray. The hoard guard heard a human voice. His rage was enkindled. No respite now for pact of peace. The poison breath of that foul worm first came forth from the cave, hot reek of fight. The rocks resounded, stout by the stone way his shield he raised, lord of the Geats, against the loathed one. While with courage keen that coiled foe came seeking strife, the sturdy king had drawn his sword, not dull of edge, heirloom old, and each of the two felt fear of his foe, though fierce their mood. Stoutly stood with his shield high raised the warrior king, as the worm now coiled together amain, the mailed one waited. Now spire by spire, fast sped and glided that blazing serpent, the shield protected soul and body a shorter while for the hero king than his heart desired, could his will have wielded the welcome respite but once in his life. But Weirdr denied it, and victory's honors. His arm he lifted, lord of the Geats, the grim foe smote with Aethling's heirloom. Its edge was turned brown, blade on the bone, and bit more feebly than its noble master had need of then in his baleful stress. Then the barrow's keeper waxed full wild for that weighty blow, cast deadly flames, wide drove and far those vicious fires. No victor's glory the Geat's lord boasted his brand had failed, naked in battle as never it should, excellent iron. 'Twas no easy path that Egthal honored ere must tread over the plain to the place of the foe, for against his will he must win a home elsewhere, far as must all men, leaving this lapsing life. Not long it was ere those champions grimly closed again. The horde guard was heartened. High heaved his breast once more, and by peril was pressed again, enfolded in flames the folk commander. Nor yet about him his band of comrades, son of Aethlings, armed, stood with warlike front, to the woods they bent them, their lives to save. But the soul of one with care was cumbered. Kinship true can never be marred in a noble mind. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.